Hello everyone, my name is Mai. Welcome to our podcast Coffee Time with HK Vietnam, a multilingual channel offering up-to-date business news, market development, investment opportunities, and so much more. In today's episode, we will talk about thriving fruit and vegetable export scene of Vietnam. 2023 is a fruitful year for Vietnam fruit and vegetable export market. The country has experienced an impressive rise in production and exports, setting unprecedented records and positioning itself as a potential major player in the global stage. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, in the first 9 months of 2023, fruit and vegetable exports had reached $4.2 billion, far from the expected figure of $4 billion set at the beginning of the year. To further analyze this achievement as well as other aspects within these emerging sectors, we will discuss with the industry experts in today's episode with the theme Fresh Produce, Fresher Perspective, a deep dive into Vietnam's thriving food and vegetable export scene. Today, I am very excited to welcome our special guest for this episode. First is Mr. Đặng Phúc Nguyên, General Secretary of the Vietnam Food and Vegetable Associations. He will analyze the recent achievement as well as express his opinions about the status of Vietnam food and vegetable export. And second is Ms. Helen Nguyen, Head of International Sales Department, Anfarm. As a representative of Vietnamese exporter, she will share some challenges and solutions when entering difficult markets, such as Europe. And finally, we have Mr. Marco Vada, Chief Representative of HK Vietnam. With more than 10 years in supporting and promoting trade and business between Vietnam and Europe, Germany, his point of view would be a valuable asset for Vietnamese exporters.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, everyone.
First, I would like to introduce Mr. Nguyen, General Secretary of the Vietnam Fruit and Vegetables Association, in short, VinaFruit. VinaFruit is a non-governmental voluntary organization of Vietnamese individuals and business of all economic sectors, operating in the fields of fruit and vegetable production, business and processing. VinaFruit is an important organization playing an active role in promoting and development of Vietnam fruit and vegetable sectors. Therefore, I am very pleased to have Mr. Nguyen here to share the latest information and perspective of the business community in this industry. So, Mr. Nguyen, could you please share with us some of the significant achievements in the fruit and vegetable export market of Vietnam have you witnessed recently?
The audience, I'm a representative of Vietnam Fruit and Vegetable Association. I'm very glad and happy to be here to talk something about fruit sector to you. Recently, the Ministry of Industry and Trade has negotiated to open many export markets for agricultural products in general and vegetable and fruits in particular through 16 FTA agreements, including new general FTA such as CPTPP, EV, FTA, RCEPT, RCEP. The entry into force of these FTA agreements will contribute to helping Vietnamese fruit and vegetable reach out to many continents and countries around the world, including the most developed countries such as United States, European country, Japan, Korea, China, Australia, New Zealand, etc. These agreements have helped Vietnamese vegetable and fruits export smoothly at competitive prices to other countries because they enjoy import and export taxes reduced to almost 0%. Till the October of 2023, we export nearly $5 billion turnover, increase 80% compared to last year. Last year we exported only $3.4 billion. In English, we export to European countries $220 million, increase 30% compared to last year. For example, August of this year, we export to European country $175 million, in which we export to Holland $104 million, increase 50% compared to last year. To Germany, $22 million, increase 30% compared to last year. We export to European countries durian, red fruit, passion fruit, mango, coconut, lychee, dragon fruit, for example.
It is truly a memorable milestone for Vietnam food and vegetable export industry. However, considering that recently Vietnamese fruits had encountered numerous warnings from exporting countries due to their failure to meet client standards, how important it is for Vietnam to proper surveillance on production unit, packaging facility codes, and transportation stage?
As I said, the 16 FTA, these agreements help Vietnamese committee to get competitive prices when we export our food. The tax will be reduced to almost zero. However, Vietnamese vegetable and fruits still have a big difficulty. Another is the technical barriers imposed by importing countries, not only on us, but also other fruit and vegetable exporting from other countries. These are very strict and sometimes very strict regulations on the content of chemicals or pesticide residues remaining in products that affect the health of the consumers of fruit and vegetable products. There are also regulations that we must comply with, such as environmentally friendly packaging, green production, no pollution or deforestation, for example, European rule. Among many countries' regulations on fruit and vegetable products, the issue of chemical residue in products, MRL, remains most difficult. We are forced to produce according to GAP standards and some other regulation. First, the Dutch country must follow global GAP standards such as the European Japan. This has hindered many efforts of enterprises to increase the export of fruit and vegetables today. There are orders, but no mobilization of production, sufficient quantity required.
What new initiatives can be undertaken to increase the quality and remove logistic barriers?
The government, through ministries such as Ministry of Agriculture or Ministry of Industry and Trade, needs to promote extensive propaganda of regulation on banned substances used in cultivation and fruit and vegetable processing to farmers, farm owners, and businesses. Vegetable and fruit import export industry nationwide, online or direct forms gather, compile and digitize the processes of growing, processing and packaging exported vegetable and fruits to disseminate to production units across the country via the internet. Even establish a specialized bar or center to help units to show difficulties, answer questions, if any, from producers. The second, every year we import a large amount of chemicals and fertilizer of all kinds. Shouldn't it be that, like some advanced countries today, the government should establish an independent specialized agencies to receive, to review, and license applications, chemical fertilizer, pesticides of all kinds imported from into Vietnam or produced domestically by the FDA of the US, Japan, Thailand, Taiwan, etc. This agency, FDA, brings together experts from all fields, has lab room or enough testing facilities to license circulation or commercialization. Currently, SOCON microbiological or organic products are produced domestically or imported. Who can guarantee that there are no banned chemicals in it? When farmers buy for use and when exporting, some shipments are still returned or cancelled. due to violation of chemical residue. Who is responsible for this? The third proposal, the government should make a significant investment in crop design institutes to research and create effective crop varieties that are resistant to pests, diseases, fungi, etc., to reduce or eliminate the use of the used pesticides, adapt to climate change, and proposing effective policies to stimulate scientists to enthusiastically research and create quality products to supply to manufacturers in order to compete with other countries with the same products as Vietnam. The next, the government also has policies to encourage or help through taxes, preferential capital for domestic or foreign organizations or businesses to research and build processes and factories for processing, packaging, and preserving vegetables and fruits. Advances help Vietnamese goods ensure quality for long-distance travel without violating technical barriers set by other countries. Next, we also propose that because we have FTA to European country, including the investment from European countries, so I propose European companies or groups should invest in Vietnam, the many factory or in growing fruit and vegetable in Vietnam. I think that with the technology from the European country, I think that Vietnamese fruit and vegetable industry will be developed more in the future. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you for sharing, Mr. Nguyen. Moving to the next topic, we are now having Ms. Helen Nguyen of An Farm. Thank you for joining us today. An Farm has 13 years experience in the field of fruits and vegetables export, and your products have been present in many markets. So, given your experience, please evaluate the potential of European market.
Hello, my name is Helly, representative for An Farm, and I'm very glad to be here to sharing about the exporting of the fruit and vegetables to the Europe. The Europe market is seen as a hidden treasure that Vietnam may capitalize on. Vietnam has made great progress in recent years by gradually and steadily entering the Europe market. And one thing that with the implementation of EVFTA, the future of introducing Vietnamese fruit and vegetables looks better, we can see.
From the perspective of a major exporter with many years of experience in bringing fruits and vegetables to Europe, what are the characteristics of these import markets that Vietnamese exporters should consider?
Yes, according to the record, we can see that some of Europe countries are leading of the fruit and vegetable importing around all the world. If Vietnam can improve its production facilities and match the market standard, study more about the regulation from the Europe countries, so that's the Europe will be an attractive market entry point for Vietnamese food and vegetable in the future.
It is true that the European market is very difficult. Have you experienced any challenges? And because of that, do you have any proposal to promote exportation to the European market?
As an exporter trying to the Europe market many years, we are currently confronted with numerous challenges, one of which is the food safety and the hygiene standards, such as the MRL control, the farm cost, the environmental protection, CSR, and so on. Furthermore, one thing worth mentioning is that the logistic costs strongly affect to the our product cost compared to another country. It's like Spain, Ecuador, South Africa. That's why we are facing strong competitive from other countries. To promote exporting products in the Europe market, we must strengthen our collaboration and develop a long-term plan. Furthermore, finding a solution to reduce the logistical cost will be extremely beneficial in the long term. In that time, allowing Vietnam to narrow the gap and provide more competitive rates to the Europe importers.
Thank you. We are glad to be able to understand the difficulties of Vietnamese business. And hopefully with the sharing of the next guest, Vietnamese exporters can better understand the nature of market and the consumption trends of European, German people. So, we have Mr. Marco Wader here. As a German business and consumer, kindly assess the quality of Vietnamese fruit and vegetable according to your perspective.
Okay, thank you very much for a very nice question. As a foreigner living in Vietnam since more than 12 years and enjoying, of course, all the fruits and Vietnamese agricultural products, in my opinion, of course, that the Vietnamese products, they can compete, and so they also would be basically suitable also for the European and also for the German market. And maybe I can share some personal experiences when I go sometimes back to Germany, to my own country, and I go to a supermarket and you can find fruits. I think you mentioned the origins of other fruit sources in Germany. When you see, for example, avocado is not green, avocado is almost black, is very hard, and it's coming from South or from Middle America. And with all the problems which we have over there, so we have a lack of rain, then they have to organize the water supply for the fruit and so on, with all the negative impacts also for the social environment in South America or in Latin America. And I think this is purely could be a very big opportunity for Vietnamese avocados in my example. So we have not enough water here. The fruits are very nice, very tasty, soft, green, and I think this is one. And when I see a mango in a supermarket in Germany, most of the mangoes are coming from India or also from North Africa, I think from Morocco also. In my opinion, so the food quality here in Vietnam is much better than the quality which I can find right now in a German supermarket. So the potential is here.
What criteria do German buyers and consumers consider important when purchasing fruit and vegetables, irrespective of their personal preference?
Of course, I would say the number one is, of course, that the product meets the German food safety quality and also the food safety requirements. Of course, so nobody want to get any illness, any side effects by using a fruit or another food. Then I think the second one is also what we call sustainability, that we can be sure that the conditions for growing this fruit in the countries, in our example in Vietnam, is in line with our values, with our legal standards, and then of course the taste and also the price is very important. But again, I think Vietnam and the Vietnamese producers and the Vietnamese products could, with some improvements, easily meet the standards.
I truly appreciate the valuable information you have shared. We really need to understand the market and consumer taste. So could you suggest some strategies for Vietnamese exporters to conquer this difficult market?
I heard in our podcast already that the European and also German market should be difficult. I don't know it's difficult. I think as all the markets, the exporters, they should understand the target market. Of course, in our case now, Germany or Europe, maybe understand what is the consumer behavior, where German people are buying the fruits or the vegetables. Also to understand, my target group, for example, is living in a big city like Berlin, where more than 50% of all households are single households. That means you have different requirements for the scale of the packaging. For example, when I buy rice here in Vietnam, so you can buy rice in a bag 20 kilogram or more, So this is not common in Germany. So we buy rice in small bags, and each bag has, I don't know, 200 gram that the people can easily take out in a cooking bag and prepare, and to have this a small investment of time, you have a very high quality product. Yeah, so you have different requirements regarding the packaging, the consumer behavior. And so my request to Vietnamese exporters would be, go there, go to Europe, go to Germany, go to a trade fair and learn what other companies are doing, what other countries are doing. But I think more important is what the German consumers are asking for, to learn about their behavior, and of course so to adapt your strategy and your product for the German market.
That's a lot of useful suggestion. And this is a perspective from a German expert on how can we enter the German market. Mr. Nguyen, what do you think about the German market? Is it a potential one?
According to the record, my record, that this year the turnover of exporting food from Vietnam to Germany increased 30% compared to last year. Why? Because Germany is the biggest country consume fresh products in Europe. Germany every year import more than 7 million tons of fruit, fresh product, including fruit and vegetable. It means that Germany in the future will be biggest buyer of fresh product from other countries, especially from Vietnam. So I think that Germany is a potential market for Vietnamese products, because Germany just now they also like to consume fresh product from tropical countries. Vietnam is a tropical country, so we produce many tropical products, fresh products. So I think that in the near future, from this year, we try to grow local gap. We try to grow. We can satisfy on the need of the MRO. We can export more products to Germany market. Holland is also a very big consumer of our products, but Holland is a big distributor. It means that when we export to Holland, Holland will distribute our products to other countries, many countries. Mm-hmm. So the turnover of exporting to Holland biggest, but the second is Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany, because they consume in the German country only. Mm-hmm. They don't sell to other country. Mm-hmm. So, but the turnover is the second. I think that this is very very good for us. Mm-hmm. In the future to increase more exporting mm-hmm. fresh product to Germany.
Yeah. But I also think that Vietnam could benefit much more. So even in Holland or also in Germany, so the products, the Vietnamese products are on the market, but they are not known as made in Vietnam. So So Vietnam is the second largest exporter of coffee worldwide, but is totally unknown. Nobody knows that. Yeah. Germany, by the way, is the biggest importer of Vietnamese coffee. Yeah. And but nobody can recognize that. So we don't have any single brand which is known in Western Europe. And I think to invest more also in food processing, to invest more in higher quality, then we can also build a brand and this awareness made in Vietnam. And again, in my opinion, Vietnam has a very good potential to have the products and also to label them as made in Vietnam.
Yes, and continue to the story. As after every trade fair every year, many European companies, they are really started in exotic food from Vietnam. But you know that in Vietnam we have a lot of exotic food, but we cannot export all of that kind to Europe because of the standard not reach the Europe standard, and the quality cannot meet the standard. So that's why the item we exporting to Europe now very limited. And I hope in the future the agriculture in Vietnam can be improved so that we can export more and more exotic food to the Europe. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And maybe we have also another good window of opportunity, I think. So we have some certain trends also in Western Europe, even in Germany. So, for example, we have restaurants just called avocado restaurants. So there's everything from avocado on the menu, just from avocado. From the appetizer, the main course, and even the dessert. And of course, in this case, you need especially good avocados in a good quality and produced under sustainable standards. And I think this is really possible in Vietnam. And to see all that, so this possible, the opportunity here in Vietnam, the trends in Europe and Western Europe, and if we can find a way to combine both, I think then we really can increase the export and even to strengthen this this trademark made in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, in the future, many European companies will come here to teach our company how to grow, how to produce fresh fruit to reach the standard of European country. I think that the quantity exporting to Europe will be increased.
Yes.
Because many German company come here, we bring the technology to teach us how to grow, how to preserve, how to backing, how to keep a long time for our fresh product. I think that in the future we will increase more products to European country.
Yes, and in fact, Antan now is on the project like that, cooperate with the one European company. They will send the professional to teach us how to growing and supply the consistent quality to meet the Europe standard regulation.
Yeah, I think very good. If you think that also VSHK Vietnam, we could support you.
Yeah.
So we are really happy to do that.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's hope for the future.
Yeah.
I believe that with the information just shared, Vietnamese business will be able to successfully export more and more food and vegetable shipments to Europe. And before saying goodbye for now, we would like to express our sincere gratitude to our special guests, Mr. Doc Phuc Nguyen, Ms. Helen Nguyen, and Mr. Marco Valder. Thank you for joining us today. And what you have shared in this episode will be greatly valuable for both Vietnamese exporters and those who are seeking for cooperation opportunities in Vietnam. For foreign companies who are interested, you can visit Vietnam National Pavilion at booth C60, Hall 26, at the leading trade show for fresh produce, Food for Logistica 2024 in Berlin. If you require any further details, please contact us at info@vietnam.ahk.de. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast, Coffee Time with AHK Vietnam. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and follow us on social media. See you in our next episode.